Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news. I was not born to be free. I was born to obey and adore. Who said that? C.S. Lewis. It should be very evident to those in the body of Christ that something is changing in our worship. Something has been missing for a long time. It's beginning to make a way back into worship, they say, in our services across the world. For too long, there's been an absence of genuine praise to Almighty God. But praise plays a very important part, a biblical role in our walk with God. Isaiah 43:21 tells us, as believers, we're created to praise God. And Hebrews 13:15 encourages us to continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. Hey, when was the last time you truly offered an expression of uninhibited praise to God? Why not take a moment to praise God? Praise Him for His goodness, His faithfulness, and His provision in your life, and express to Him your love and your gratitude in the method of your choice. Yeah, the Bible says that we were made for praise. C.S. Lewis hit it right on the head. I wasn't born to be free. I was born to adore and obey. Praise Him. Well, the Supreme Court declined to review three cases relating to Republican efforts to defund Planned Parenthood at the state level. This happened yesterday over a vigorous dissent from Justice Clarence Thomas. That's the man. What is going on here? The dissent was significant because it indicates that Justice Brett Kavanaugh sided with the High Court's liberals to deny review of a lower court decision that favored the nation's largest murder provider. Abortion. So what explains the court's refusal to do its job? Thomas wrote, I suspect it has something to do with the fact that some responders in these cases are named Planned Parenthood. Some tenuous connection to a politically fraught issue does not justify abdicating our judicial duty, said Thomas. If anything, neutrally applying the law is all the more important when political issues are in the background. Well, a tip of the hat to Clarence Thomas and Kavanaugh. What are you doing? Oh, John Roberts, too. And we think we have problems? What beautiful-looking kids, all five of them. An Ohio coroner's office has identified these children, including one-year-old twins, who were tragically killed Sunday night in a house fire in Youngstown, Ohio. 9, 3, 2-year-olds, and the twins. Their mother, America Amy Negron Avedado, is the only survivor of this horrific tragedy in Youngstown. The woman, who was naked and bleeding, jumped from the second floor, being treated at St. Elizabeth in Youngstown, critical injuries. Make you want to cry. Meanwhile, a woman is grieving the loss of all of her children who were killed following a car crash in South Carolina. Three of the children of Jasmar Brown died at the scene of the crash in Greenville on November the 7th after the van in which they were passengers ran off the right side of the road and hit several trees. The children, 4, 6, and 8, died at the scene. The youngest, a 2-year-old, died in intensive care Sunday night. Trouble ain't trouble till it hits me. It would be good to stop and pray when you hear these stories. President Trump scheduled to meet with House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer at the White House as both sides look to avert a possible partial government shutdown. Google's CEO Sundar Pichai is expected to tell a House committee that the tech giant does not hold any political biases and is a platform for diverse views, according to prepared remarks before his scheduled testimony later today. A status hearing in the case of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort on whether he violated his plea agreement with Special Counsel Robert Mueller, going to take place today. An exclusive interview, wide-ranging one with Sean Hannity, Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner, insists that the White House is operating effectively despite those administration changes. That's always a question mark when there's big changes in anything like that. 5 missing U.S. Marines that were on an aircraft that crashed off the coast of Japan last week have now been officially declared dead, and the search has ended for their bodies. How much do you love your pets? A Michigan mom of 3 children drowned in a freezing pond while trying to save her dog after the animal fell through the ice. 38-year-old Tracy Cashman disappeared Saturday night after taking her golden doodle, Lola, out for a walk in Wyoming, Wyoming, Michigan. The soaking wet dog returned to the family home a short time later. Cashman, nowhere to be found. Emergency workers found the missing woman's body in a pond at Betis Park on Sunday, pronounced dead at the scene. Friends say whether it was her dog, someone else's dog, a child, no matter, she would just do what she did. It was just her instinct. You never know. Tragedy just around the corner. The question in the Catholic Church has been, can we trust the priest? Now, can we trust the nuns?
What?
An old check allegedly exposed decades of lies. For nearly 28 years, Sister Margaret Kruper was the principal of St. James Catholic School in Torrance, California, coastal suburb just southwest of L.A. Around the same time, Kruper announced that she was retiring earlier this year. A family at the school asked for a copy of an old check that they had written to St. James. When staff members found the check, the Long Beach Press-Telegram reported they realized it had not been deposited into the St. James account, but went into a different bank account. That was among the first clues that would unravel a vast fraud that was allegedly conducted by Kruper and Sister Lana Chang, another nun and longtime St. James teacher. School officials recently told parents that 2 nuns had stolen, $500,000 from the school. The school said the 2 women, reportedly best friends, used that money for some rather lavish trips and a trip to the casino or 2. We don't know that they had a pattern of going on trips. We do know that they had a pattern of going to casinos, and the reality is they used the account as their personal money. Isn't that something? 2 nuns in California. How about the kid that was told to clean her room? She called 911 instead. Right after this. So let's say your assignment is to describe to others what God is like. Many misguided believers see him as a grandfatherly figure up in heaven who is just waiting to meet our needs. We often forget the majesty of Almighty God. He is holy and righteous and worthy of praise. The book of Revelation provides us with an even better picture of God. It's great. As John recorded what was revealed to him, he described God who is not human. He saw God's radiance as well as his redemptive love for mankind, you and me. In chapter 4, verse 8, John also sees 4 living creatures whose job it is to continually declare, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." Oh, that gets me excited. A few goosebumps here and there, huh? So can you see God's glory? Is he not worthy of your continual praise? Why don't you honor him this Tuesday by reflecting upon his words? He has great and wonderful things to say to you today. It's the new America. This could be any state or anywhere in the world, actually. An incident occurred over the weekend, and it prompted the police to issue a reminder to mom and dad and caregivers to talk to their children about 911 calls. Over the weekend, officers responded to a 911 call, rushed off to a residence, but when they got there, they found a 9-year-old girl had dialed 911 because she was upset that mom and dad had asked her to clean up her room. The message police want to get out to kids, and some adults too, is that 911 is for emergencies only. They say that on average it takes at least 2 officers about 30 minutes to investigate a single 911 call, and responding to non-emergencies puts enormous pressure on police resources. I mean, some people called 911 because there was no ketchup on the hamburger at McDonald's. Give me a break. Well, we paid a visit to Moronville today. When a drunk driver kills someone, that's about as bad as it can get, don't you think? I mean, as an individual, no longer alive, simply due to one person's entirely selfish actions, drinking and driving. Nowadays, it's so easy to call a taxi or Uber or any of the other companies if you've had too much to drink. So the act of getting behind the wheel after you've imbibed has no justification, ever. But a case out of Redford Township, Michigan, just north of us, shows that there is something worse than drunk driving. Oh, yeah. And that's failing to take it seriously when you've taken someone's life. Talk about the new America and the crazies that are out there today. This whole thing started June 23rd, 2 years ago. According to television station WDIV, a 25-year-old woman who would be later identified as Amanda Cosell struck another vehicle in the early hours of the morning. Her car had drifted into the oncoming lane, hit a pickup truck head-on. The driver of that truck was a 31-year-old Jerome Zerker. He'd been in the car with his fiancée, 31-year-old Brittany Johnson. She was injured, but the wreck killed Zerker. While it's hard to find a bright lining in such tragic news, there was one positive. Zerker didn't bring their children along that night. See, he was on his way to pick up Johnson from a late-night shift, and he normally brought their five children along. Fortunately, they were at Grandma's house. But here's the kicker. According to CBS News, some of Kosel's relatives started laughing as Zerker's family read their impact statement about how the wreck had ruined their lives. The judge, not happy, would have none of this disruption. The judge interrupted the statements and motioned to a man who was laughing, saying, "It's time for him to go." In the entire time that Mr. Zerker's sister was speaking, that clown, and that's what I'm going to call him, said the judge, a clown, was sitting there smiling and laughing. Then she turned her wrath on Kosel's mother, Donna, who was also laughing. And you can go too, because if you don't know how to act in court, then you can go to jail. This is a court of law, and this is serious. And guess what? You folks are going to jail too. Sent them to jail for laughing in the courtroom. Good for you, Judge. Well, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Speaker-elect Nancy Pelosi are set to meet with the president, as we shared earlier on this program. They're coming together in hopes of coming to some budget agreement to avoid a partial government shutdown next week. Trump said it's going to happen. In recent weeks, the talks on funding matters have stalled over the funding of that border wall, and Trump drew some rhetorical lines in the sand this morning with his tweets, repeating a series of questionable claims he again pushed to make good on his campaign promise to build what he's now calling a great wall, a great wall. He continues to attack the Democrats for doing little or nothing, although they say they're doing a lot. We'll give that money to repair, they say, but not for Trump's wall. He claimed that large new sections on his wall had been built, although that is not the case. So what's the answer here? Trump says, hey, the military gonna build that wall if Pelosi and Schumer don't agree to pay for it. Remember the old days when people, if you said something stupid, they'd say, hey, we got a bridge in Brooklyn we'd like to sell you. Well, I think it's gotten a whole lot worse somewhere along the line. The U.S. government shutdown of what is called a $100 million real estate investment scam in Belize highlights a growing concern. The targeting of Americans who want to retire abroad. The developers were selling lots in a remote jungle area that they said would become a luxurious resort community. Instead, they pocketed the investors' money and built a little thing there. According to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, through a court order, the FTC froze $10 million of the bank's assets. Additionally, in a rare move in a civil matter, the federal court in Maryland froze the passports and assets of four defendants who live in California, the scammers. Isn't that something? Americans spent $100 million on special tropical real estate. And the FTC says they were just scammed. And again, some of us who are older remember Television City, huh? CBS Corporation yesterday announced it had reached an agreement to sell its 25-acre CBS Television City in Fairfax, District of Los Angeles, as well as its soundstage operation to real estate developer Hackman Capital Partners. They did it for $750 million. The announcement caps a year's speculation that CBS was entertaining offers for that historic property and further solidifies Hackman's capital profile as one of the city's most high-profile developers. And here's the big three: Hong Kong, London, and New York, three bastions of wealth in the world today. They collectively recorded 124 home sales above $25 million, totaling, what, $5.5 billion in the United States? That data just published yesterday. Together, those 124 ultra-prime sales roughly equated to the entire economy of Bermuda, according to recent figures. Researchers identified 17 housing markets globally that consistently record sales of over $25 million. Those would include these three major cities, as well as Singapore, L.A., Sydney, Miami, and Paris, France. Okay, let's take a break. If you just joined us, you're listening to Hello World, news, information, and comment coming your way each day at this time. We are extremely grateful to this Christian radio station for carrying the broadcast and supporting it. We are hearing more and more from you. Many of you want some counseling advice, whether it has to do with the area of the demonic or marriage or missions or any number of things. Things getting busy at Greg Patton Ministries, trying to just keep up, my friend. Continue to pray for us, if you will, for our church in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The Cross, been there almost 31 years now, hard to believe. And God's allowed us to go out into the countryside, like, well, here in February, we'll be going to WHCB in Tri-Cities for their Spring Share-a-thon. I love that. Maybe I'll get a chance to meet and talk with you. I hope so while we're down there. That's the last couple of days of February, first day of March, but we're going to hang around for a while. Get in touch with us, gregpatton.com. Find out more about the ministry. And join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. And we will thank you in advance. Well, how about a good brief message from 2 Chronicles here, chapter 15. It's really the reform of Asa. Or you, the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Listen to me, Asa, and all Judea and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. That's the secret of life. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he's going to forsake you." For a long time, Israel was without the true God and without a priest to teach and without the law. But in their distress, how many times have I seen this in emergency rooms, in the funeral home, but in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him. And he was found by them. And in those days, it was not safe to travel about, for all the inhabitants of the lands were in great turmoil, one nation being crushed by another, and one city by another. Because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. He does that for you and me. Sure he does. "But as for you, be strong. Don't give up," he said. "And for your work, it's going to be rewarded." And that's the key verse, verse 7. Read it in your own Bible. "But as for you, be strong and don't give up." Don't quit. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Azariah's son of Oded, the prophet, he took courage. He took courage. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land. And, well, it is a great message there in 2 Chronicles 15, something that you and I need to do. We need to turn to God. I think one reason, again, you talk about our president and things going on there, he continues to favor and bless Israel. It's in the Bible. I believe if he weren't a Christian, didn't profess Christianity, but did what he does as far as things toward the nation of Israel, he's going to continue to be blessed and going to continue to win. Yeah. You be for God, God will be for you, my Christian friend. It's something to pray about and realize that, you know, you can't just have part-time Christianity on Sunday morning, Wednesday night, these different times that you go to church. You are a walking Bible. 24/7, you are God's representative. How about Joshua in chapter 1? God tells him, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as promised to Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the great sea of the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. What a message from God. So you be strong, verse 6, Joshua 1. You be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land that I swore to their forefathers and to give them. Be strong, be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law of my servant Moses, the one he gave to you, and do not turn from the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go, and do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. We need to meditate on it day and night, that you be careful. Everything that's written in it, you do it. Then you're going to be prosperous. Then you're going to be successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Oh, what a message. You and I need to look to the author of our faith, the author and the finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. No politician going to get us there. Almighty God is a successful Christian life. Again, you might want to read 2 Chronicles 15 today and Joshua chapter 1. God continues to exhort you to be courageous, very courageous in these times. You're on the winning side, regardless of how it looks or how it sounds. Don't listen to those people. You are a winner in the eyes of Almighty God. Well, a long-haul truck driver recently walked into Tiny Tim's Toy Foundation, that's in West Jordan, Utah, and asked for a box of toys. Alton Thacker gave him 5, each packed with 125 cars. He stopped at children's hospitals along the way of his truck route there, handed all of them out. Thacker, 83 years old, a retired barber who started the toy factory 16 years ago, and I know he'll be back for more. Seeing all those little smiles is a great motivator for anyone. The cars, simple wooden little toys with a painted smile, are made at the factory and given free to children in need around the world through charity, churches, children's hospitals, and sometimes truckers who stop by to get a box or two. Thacker's factory reached a huge milestone this year when it cranked out its 1,000,000th toy. He celebrated for just a moment, then got back to making more. Every car we finish and give away, there's always a child who needs one, Thacker said. For some kids around the world, one of our little wooden cars is the first and only toy they will ever get. 83 years old, a tip of the hat there to Alton Thacker in West Jordan, Utah. 1,000,000 little wooden cars and trucks. That's great. And every year I say, this is it. Not going to do it this year. But how do you stop talking about decorating the house? Used to put up around 25,000 lights and start there at the end of October. I did manage to stop that, but I'm still out there. Usually we have all the white lights all over the property and the house sprayed in beautiful red. This year I went with all colors, back to my childhood. Multicolors here. That tree's red, that one's blue. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, but boy, it was cold out there at midnight last night. The neighbors like it, the grandkids love it. I can't stop. That's it, another edition of Hello World for a Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us again today. Love to have you here, and I'm grateful you're telling others about the broadcast. We keep growing, and you keep listening, and, well, we all win on this one, huh? Thanks again for being here, and thank this Christian radio station for carrying the broadcast. Greg Patton, God bless.